slash safety out of Samford. Now, again, this is probably a guy, James Bradbury is a guy, probably more, he's very, very long for 6'1". He plays like he's 6'2", 6'3", 33.5 inch on his measurements. The guy is just unbelievable. You got 33.5 inch. I mean, we talk about hands and arms and all that and gripping the football, but length at cornerback is huge.
It's necessary.
It's huge, and makeup and ability and every all indications are, listen, 4.5 40, but his hips, ability to turn and react, that can make up for 4.5.
Absolutely.
He's a guy that you get maybe, you know,
fifth round.
Yeah, you're talking a guy like fifth round, but these guys, the Seahawks, we touched on that. The Seahawks got, they've gotten guys like half of their defensive roster, two starting offensive linemen were fourth or fifth round.
Usually you'll see the best teams in the NFL, the Patriots, the Packers, the Seahawks, and the Broncos, really aired out in the middle parts of the draft.
I'll send it to you. Okay, and by the way, if you have not seen the picture of Ezekiel Elliott on Twitter, I'm going to retweet this, and Tony B will be able to see it there. Him on the red carpet tonight in that outfit. Oh my gosh, that is just it's fantastic. If you hadn't seen it, did you see it?
I didn't see it.
It's just unbelievable here. This outfit. I mean, look at that. That custom made shirt with a bow tie. The powder blue, I mean, I got to think that, I mean, you know, Ohio State fans looking at that, like, you know, what the heck, dude? Showing off the washboard, the white
pants.
The
man.
White pants. Look at the matching blue shoes. I mean, this guy looks like, who is it from Miami Vice? Crockett?
Crockett, yeah.
Or Tubbs. Yeah.
I didn't watch Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pretty good show back in the day.
I'm showing my age. I'm showing. He didn't know Miami Vice. Yeah, that's right. We got the, we got Josh here with us, and so we've had, you know what, we've had three Joshes already tonight. We had Arch, the big Bears fans. If you'd like to get in and tell us what you think, getting some folks on Twitter. We've extended the time a little bit. We do have several folks that are filling out their forms now. As we gave you Justin here, who's sitting in with me. Justin has golf going St. Louis, Wentz to Philly, Jalen Ramsey to San Diego. I'm hearing from my sources that's pretty solid.
Unless San Diego trades out of that pick.
Yeah, yeah. And all indications are that's not going to be the case. But, again, we don't know.
We don't know
for sure Goff's going one.
Right.
I think it's pretty solid.
They need to replace Eric Weddle.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I think Dallas, for all the talk about Elliott, and I think he'd be great, you can find running backs in the third, fourth
they
round.
They got one of the first picks in the second round. They can get Derrick Henry in the second round.
We saw, to your point earlier, and Josh Turbyville here from the great establishment that we're doing the show from tonight, Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House, here on Gay Street beside the lovely, historic Tennessee Theater. This league now, not only is it quarterback driven, it's like an Xbox, you know,
it's
type
not,
offensive
it's non
league.
Running back driven.
It really is. You can find those guys, get the guys, look at my Broncos. We knew how good Von Miller was coming out, and he's healthy. If you could keep him off the bottle, off the weed, that guy was fantastic. But when you got DeMarcus Ware, when he came over, and then you had Malik Jackson just clogging up the middle.
Derek Wolfe
was just vastly underrated right there. I love the fact that, to me, he's going to be one of my all-time favorites just because, I mean, he kind of falls in, not performance-wise, but he kind of falls in like the Mecklenburg, that level, just
Neil
off
Smith.
The one... Yeah, just off the one statement that he made that he would eat Tom Brady's kids and that he thinks Brady's wife, Giselle's hot.
In the NFL today, you need to have
smoke show.
You have to have a quarterback and you have to have guys that can get after the quarterback. That's the bottom line.
No question. 200-5402 if you want to join us. You know, I mentioned some guys earlier. If a quarterback, and I'll say this, quarterbacks in this league, I'll be willing to bet, and I think Josh here will maybe he'll disagree. I encourage, you know, if you want to call in and disagree with me, I believe of these two guys drafted one and two, Goff and Wentz, I think these guys in the later rounds are going to have a shot to be just as good or more productive. Okay. Now, when I say that, could it be a Cook? His problem at Michigan State, he plays for one of the best. You talk about a pro set and the way they run it in Michigan State. They run it the right way. And, man, we just cranked up the music here. It got loud here in Whiskey's with the Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House right here. Give me a shot of whiskey right here with some great music here. But a guy, I think in the second round, you know, third, Connor Cook.
Dak Prescott.
That is a guy that I hope my Broncos grab maybe third round. I think he's going to move up into the second. I like his ability, dual threat, and the thing that's really underrated with him is I think he's a guy that not only can beat you with his legs, his ability in the red zone and in short, tight passing lanes, he's pretty accurate.
You're not going to need to throw it deep because Demarius will drop it. I mean, he's a very accurate intermediate passer.
Yeah, and Demarius will drop it. For God's sake, I would love to see him get more consistent. Arguably, he could be a top three wide receiver in the league. He's that kind of freak. Just ask Ryan Clark, Lambrito.
Well, here, I mean, you have a lot of value quarterbacks. You have the kid out of Southern California, Cody Kessler. I think he'll be a decent pro.
Mm-hmm.
You have Connor Cook. I think he'll be a good pro. You have Dak Prescott. So you really don't need to reach on
Stanford's quarterback. Could John Elway be looking at a guy like him?
Maybe someone like Vernon Adams out of Oregon.
Yeah.
You have a lot of quarterbacks that you don't need to necessarily reach on in the first round that you can pick up good value in the third round.
And to Justin's point, the reason why, look at these guys. Now, a guy like Garoppolo, I think if he's playing in a system or he's playing with no Brady, I think the guy, and in fact, I'll go on the record, I think in those first four games, he'll go 3-1.
He's a functional quarterback.
He's a functional quarterback. He's solid. He doesn't have the greatest arm strength, but it comes out fairly quick as, here we go, kicking off here the NFL draft. You still got a chance to get down here and put in your picks for a chance to win a ton of prizes we're going to give away, here. But again, Justin, Garoppolo would be a very serviceable guy. Derek Carr is franchise.
He's a franchise quarterback.
I drafted him in fantasy leagues and set on him because I thought the guy had that potential. Guys laughed at me. Osweiler, look at how he kept it between the road. I mean, you know, between the lines.
Right.
Not a bad quarterback. I don't know that he's ready to go to Houston and set the, you know, the woods on fire.
$74 million. We're going to find out pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to find out quick. But he does have arguably one of the top three wide receivers in the game.
He does.
Andy Dalton. Listen, we knew Andy Dalton was a statistical guy through the regular season. Still hadn't proven in the playoffs. He was hurt last year. But under Hugh Jackson's tutelage there, sort of like what you're going to see with Cleveland. Cleveland will go. They may move up. I'm hearing they may move their second round with some of those other picks they have to move into the late first and grab a guy like Cook. I think they go quarterback with one of their first.
They're going to have to. They have no depth. They have RG3, who, let's be frank, is not going to stay healthy for a full 16 games.
No question.
And besides that, you don't have a whole lot of depth. So they have the ammunition now with that trade with the Eagles to move back into the first round and get someone like Connor Cook.
No question. Joe here is giving his top 10 pick here. We'll give him out on the air here. He's got Goff, Wentz. He's got Tunsil going third. Hey, you know what? I'll say this. That's sort of a wild card, but people remember, if you're going to protect the old man, how many kids has Rivers got now? Crimea Rivers. He needs some protection.
Six and counting.
Yeah, and counting. Elliott fourth. He's got Ramsey going to Baltimore, and Bosa's six. He's got Buckner, DeForest Buckner there going
To San Francisco.
San Francisco there. The Chip Kelly connection. Yep. Hargrave's going eight. Miles Jack, if the guy's healthy, he would be top three.
If the guy's healthy, he's one of the best players in the draft.
I agree. I think this is pretty solid, though. I think these two guys, Tunsil and Stanley, go top 10. Yeah. I think the Giants, that's a slam dunk
The Giants are moving Eric Flowers to right tackle, so they need to draft a left tackle.
Yeah, no question. I tell you what, let's do this. The first guy, though, before we go to break, Justin, I'm going to get your take. There were rumors. I wasn't buying it with Denver moving up and trying to get into the top 15 to get Paxton Lynch. I wasn't buying it. Do you see the guy?
There are a couple teams. I'm a Saints fan. The Saints have been rumored to be moving back down.
And you got to think of a backup.
And maybe even someone like the Titans who are trying to stockpile even more picks. I mean, you have a lot of teams that don't need quarterbacks that are on the top 15. If I were the Broncos, I would not reach on a quarterback, to be honest with you. I would take the best player available and then draft a quarterback in the second or third round. Pretty much, as bad as it sounds, as sacrilegious as it sounds, Peyton was a below-average quarterback last year, and they still won the Super Bowl.
They still won the Super Bowl, yeah. And again, the days of having that elite, listen, you can compare that defense from Denver, sort of like the Ravens when our boy from ESPN, Trent Dilfer, won it. You're not going to – that recipe is really hard. You've got to really get it
always,
right.
You can always bring your defense on the road. It's very difficult to take a team like a New Orleans or a Detroit that's a dome-based team that's high on offense and take them on the road and win games a lot of times.
Right.
But very often you can see a team that's hard-nosed, well-coached like the Broncos or the Seahawks and take a defense on the road and win games.
No question. Hey, when we come back, we would love to hear from you, 200-5402. We're here at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Get out here, check it out. $3 mimosas, Bloody Marys on the weekends. Great specials as well. Back on the grill in the kitchen. Tuesdays is Tuesday's Brews Day. $1 off all beers. Wednesdays is half price, half off bottles of wine. You can't beat it with a stick. It's unbelievable here at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. But I want you to think of this as I indulge in this pizza here. It's looking so, it's unbelievable. As Tony B says, so next level. We'll pick Beano's brain here, what's left of it here a little bit on his Colts. What are they going to do? Will they go after another slot receiver? I don't know.
They almost left for one of their better coaches in the NFL leaving his position.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But I got a little interesting little take here. As we get into dive into these first few picks here, we're going to come back on the other side. Justin, I want you to think about this. If you were doing a college draft just for this 1 year, I think we'd probably agree. I mean, guys, if you had a college football team and you could pick one player that's currently in college for 1 year to make a title run in the NCAA, I think the guy at Clemson, obviously Watson, would be everybody's
number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would you take? We'll talk about that on the other side right here. Join us at 200-5402. We're going to grab a break. We're at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Come on out and join us. We'll catch you on the other side.
Now listen, download your Android or iPhone app now at TonyBasilio.com. Join us immediately following Tennessee football games for the Smart Way Dalton Berry fifth quarter fan reaction. The place where you're the star of the postgame.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet friendly under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and four packs and six packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 packs.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1 hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned, and we also do packing and internal moves, too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen,
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Thursday nights will never be the same.
So enter the neutral zone with the clone and his trusty sidekick, Lot Boy, from 7 to 9 Thursday evenings right here on TonyBasilio.com and on your smartphone app.
You want the craziest, hardest hitting, entertaining sports show in Knoxville, then enter the neutral zone. We'll preview the upcoming weekend games, take your calls, help set your fantasy lineups, and oh, did I mention, we will bring the action. All right here in the neutral zone with the clone, Thursday 7 to 9 p.m. right here at TonyBasilio.com and on your smartphone apps.
Smokies Baseball is more fun in a group. Book your group at one of the Smokies' premier party areas, Calhoun's at the Yard or the Pioneer Porch. You can score great savings on tickets, too. So book your nine-inning vacation and your group therapy at America's Friendliest Ballpark by logging on to SmokiesBaseball.com.
Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Tom Marine here on Smoothie King Radio. Let's go to VFL Todd Kelly for a state of the program address.
Talk about next level. Over the last 3 or 4 years, I've been able to keep my weight down to high school weight, 244 pounds. Smoothie King has kicked it up a notch this year with the addition of veggie, Greek yogurt, vegan, and dark chocolate smoothies, where I like to add peanut butter. Fruit smoothies, high protein smoothies. Smoothie King even has smoothies made with ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sorbet. I like to add peanut butter to mine. Whatever you want, whatever you need, Smoothie King has it. Take it from a VFL, Vol for Life. Smoothie King has the best smoothies. Nobody could touch the Smoothie King. Nobody. Join me and become Smoothie King for life.
There you have it. Take it from TK and make Smoothie King part of your life. Delicious and nutritious. Smoothie King. Walker Springs Plaza at 8515 Kingston Pike in West Knoxville and on Forest Park Boulevard across from Earth Fair in the Bearden area. Smoothie King. Be good to yourself.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone here with Clone here on TonyBasilio.com and on in there.
It was good for the Titans. The Rams, it's sort of a flip over setup here for Jeff. Really, this is probably good.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O.
I mean, you're looking at a team that needs about 15 to 20 players, and they got 6 out of the top 76 picks in the draft. They could reload their roster in 2 years, essentially.
Yeah, you hear people, Titan fans, I understand. But even at, you know, towards the end of the NFL season, when they talked about Brent, listen, they brought back Malarkey for, he's sort of a, you know, for a 1 year type. We're going to keep it. We're going to build the roster. I said then, Justin, and I'll stand by it. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to prove. You just look at the way teams are built. It is almost, I mean, honestly, it's more important to have a good GM in place
than
a good coach. I agree. Jerry Glanville will tell you that. Coach Glanville will tell you that. It is so
You have to have players more than schemes in the NFL.
You have to, especially under the new CBA and this new. Now, certainly we had a bump, I believe, a 12 mil per team.
I'll tell you what, Justin, a senior down here is next level. I mean,
it's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice.
But I agree. You really need to have players in the NFL. The teams that consistently win are the teams that consistently draft well. They have good scouting departments. If you look at a guy like Mike McCarthy with the Packers, who I think is an above average coach at best, but
maybe not one of the elite, but
elite coach by any means.
Ted
Thompson's done a good job. 90% of their roster has been drafted, and they've done a very good job of assembling their roster.
I'm getting requests on Twitter and on the text that the common fan desperately needs the blow-by-blow of Bozzolio seatless ruining their franchise tonight. He's sitting right now with Eagle fans. And,
the only two of them in Knox County.
And a Colts fan.
Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting. I mean, he's got,
Let's sell the farm for a guy from North Dakota State, man. That's the Eagles way.
There you go. Todd. I like this guy. I think he's a good quarterback. Todd. Hairspray Mel. Look at him. I mean, he's intense.
Oh, Mel, man. The hair is not what it used to be.
No, it's not. I mean, but there's a guy that, you know, back in the day, I mean, he's, you gotta give this guy credit. He has built this. He was one of the guys that built this.
He carved out a niche for himself.
He really did. Yeah. In his parents' basement. Can you guys see, like, the geek and those Coke bottles?
I can definitely see that guy living in his parents' basement.
Yeah, I mean, just living in his basement and, oh my goodness. Hey, 200-5402, if you'd like to join, 200-5402. Tell us who your team is. We went over some of the picks here. Some folks are giving their top 10 picks. Whoever gets the most correct, and I need to, we'll know how to get in touch with you. Put your contact info on there as well. And, you know what? We'll get Justin in here to talk some, NFL with us anytime. He's welcome. We welcome NFL talk, here in the neutral zone. Again, this is the final Thursday night, on the app. Again, grateful and, really appreciative of, Tony B and, the family there letting me, do this and give me a platform. We're going to be moving it back to Sundays here in the near future. We'll tell you more about that. In the meantime, going to take some time off on Thursday nights, spend a little time with the family, and maybe do a little Periscope. So that'll be fantastic stuff.
Absolutely.
Right there. I think especially as we get into, you know, the summer months and, we're tired. We get the Butch cliches, you know, it's critical. You know, it's maturation process. I think this is fantastic.
He's got more cliches than wins here.
Yes, he does. Jared Goff looking good with the Rams. TR, his Rams. I'd love to hear what TR thinks about his Rams tonight. And
that the Rams are hoping he's the next Jim Everett, not the next Chris Everett. So.
Yeah. What do you say, Chrissy? What do you say, Chrissy? Rack him.
Yeah. Really the intrigue of the draft starts after Philadelphia because Philadelphia is only moving up for a quarterback and there's only another quarterback that's worth in the second spot and that's going to be Wentz. So the intrigue is going to be in San Diego whether they decide to trade back and get some additional players or if they try to get the best player available, which will probably be Jalen Ramsey.
And we're not even going to take the full 10 minutes here. Again, what used to be 15 minutes. To wheel and deal, to let
it's much
the,
better now.
It's much better with 10 minutes. Honestly, I could see, you know, I like to see them even go to 5, but it does allow teams early on, you know, to be able to, you know, wheel and deal a little bit. You know that the palms get, you know, a little sweaty on, you know, it's that pick. Hey, are you going to offer me this guy? Give me a second, not a third. We'll make it happen. Sometimes, man, you know, you
it
watch
makes the difference. Sometimes
yeah.
It does. I mean, sometimes an extra third-round pick, you look at it, Russell Wilson was a third-round pick, and he won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. So, I mean, an extra third-round pick can make the difference in any sort of franchise.
There you go. Nick Foles was a third-round, obviously. Not a great quarterback. Had a few decent years, but fantasy-wise, perhaps. But that was well before the Chip Kelly era. You know, another guy I'm intrigued by, being a Bronco, I've been told, again, by a scout who thinks, again, not with the Denver Broncos. I wish I had that inside knowledge. But tells me that he thinks the Kaepernick deal is already done, that San Fran's moved on.
Kaepernick would be a very good fit for them just based on the offense that Kubiak runs.
I agree.
You got a lot of rollouts. You got a lot of option plays not with the quarterback, but where the quarterback has the ability to run where he really couldn't run that offense with Peyton. But he did run that a lot in Houston. Bootlegs, options, rollouts, you know, and Peyton wasn't physically capable of doing that last year.
I've got folks, mouthpiece on the Twitter, wanting to know if you're on Twitter, Justin.
I'm not on Twitter.
Okay, he will be on Twitter before the night as Carson Wentz, Basilio is, hey, it's like the old Radio Music City Hall where they boo
Radio
and throw stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with how we got here. But I think this guy's going to be a really good quarterback.
He has all the measurables, and you really wonder right now if Sam Bradford's Wishing he stayed in St. Louis, now Los Angeles.
No
question. I think Sam Bradford just tore an ACL jumping for fear for his job.
Yeah, I know. I did a little Basilio 101 here on the radio. I'm eating while we're... Stop, Brider. Yes. So here we go, Justin.
The small quarterback. Yeah, Ken O'Brien. You have Steve McNair. You'll have Joe Flacco.
There you go. I tell you what, a lot of the similarities. The one
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, the one difference, people don't realize Wentz. Wentz has got a lot more athletic ability.
He's much
than
more
they,
athletic yes. than people give him credit for. He is.
Yep, no question. Hey, 200-5402 if you'd like to join in with us right here. We're live at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Great specials, Thursday night special. You can't go wrong. The boiled dinner, slow-cooked corned beef with cooked cabbage, red skin potatoes, and carrots. I believe Mrs. B, and I greatly appreciate her and the family there running the board back at Studio Control. I believe you can count on Tony bringing home some great Clancy's food.
And, Tony's a leftover kind of guy.
He won't leave here without it, I promise you. Laura, if there's anything, I'll make sure he brings you some of this fine food. 200-5402 if you'd like to join in. You still got a little time to get in our contest. Pick the first 10 selections and the NFL team whom selects those individuals.
And they're showing a lot of Wentz's highlights here, and what you're seeing is a guy that can throw from the pocket, a guy that can throw on the
yep.
run. He can throw downfield. I mean, the only question with him is going to be level of competition. I mean, the jump from...
Ball security a little bit. He did get a little
ball
lazy.
Ball security a little bit on the Gruden camp, and Gruden got on his case because he didn't
yeah,
come
to
Tennessee.
Yeah, but the noodles. He had the pool, you know, the pool noodles in there. He was like, hey, whack, whack. I'm telling
you,
man.
Level of competition is your big to-do, your big bugaboo with Carson Wentz.
No question. No question at all. Okay, so we talked a little bit. You nailed it earlier. I think the draft essentially starts now. This is where I'm intrigued right here. As we get into the third pick, trying to get something here out of my NFL scout contact there. I imagine things are busy, and maybe he's off limits. Video surfaces of Laramie Tunzel's Twitter account of him smoking out of a gas mask.
Somewhere his stepfather's laughing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Cowboy fans are sweating it out as the Chargers are on the clock. What will they do right here? It's going to be interesting. You know, I think the
Chargers, you have teams like the Chargers, the Jaguars, and you're going to have teams like San Francisco that are essentially able to go several different ways with their picks. I mean, San Francisco can use help on the offensive line, the defensive line. They can use help at quarterback, which would be a reach for Paxton Lynch. The best scenario for San Francisco would be to trade down with somebody and go from there.
Yeah, it's all over Twitter now. You know, it's kind of like the Butch Jones allegations and everything. It'll all come out the week of the first game and the Battle of Bristol, and they'll be like, all this, they'll be protesting and everything.
Yeah.
Tammy Jennings will be up there with her.
Those meetings between Laramie Tunzel and Robert Kimdichie, I'm sure they were sky high for those meetings.
No question. So here we are to pick three.
I will go on record as saying Jacksonville's not going to take an offensive player. San Diego could go either way. They could take offensive line or defense.
I will agree with that.
Jacksonville's offense is actually pretty impressive when you
very
look at
underrated.
Blake Portals,
yes.
Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, T.J. Yeldon coming back. They signed Chris Ivory. They've got and Julius Thomas. They've got a very good young nucleus on their offense, but it's going to be which level of their defense they want to improve the most.
Right. Again, Wentz is one of those guys, maybe takes a little more time to develop, but I think the tools coming from a pro-style system, his ability pre-snap, the control. That is what makes an NFL quarterback.
I think that's crucial.
You also have to look at the difference between Wentz and Goff is that Wentz primarily played under center, and Goff is a shotgun quarterback, so the transition for the pro game, while it may be level of competition for Wentz, what's underrated is why a lot of the NFL quarterbacks struggle early on is they don't take snaps from center,
right.
So they're not used to dropping back and reading a defense, or at least to faking a handoff, going to their first and second read. So that's something that Wentz does have an advantage in.
And last year, absolutely. That's why I think the guy will be a success. It may take a year or two, but you look at these guys. Look at last year. 11 of the top 12, I'm going to get nerdy on you, but 11 of the top 12 in passer rating came from guys that played in pro-style offenses out of college. Now,
right.
We touched on this right before. Let's touch on this before we go to break. 200-5402 if you want to jump in with us. If you're a college, let's just say an AD is like a GM, okay? For a college, let's say you're over here at UT, whoever. You have the first pick to pick a guy that you feel like you're going to build a college football team. Just a little fun here. Who's the first guy? I think we both agree on the guy, Watson, out of
Watson's going to be there.
McCaffrey's pretty special.
McCaffrey's there. Leonard Fournette is the best player in college football. Really, you look at college football, the secondary play is so bad. You don't need a outstanding quarterback to be productive, but Watson is by far the best quarterback.
Well, look at Dak
football.
Prescott.
Dak
Even
Prescott,
2 years ago,
right.
I mean, the guy had them.
He was a project.
Yeah.
He was a project. So, I mean, you look at guys like Leonard Fournette, Deshaun Watson. I think Dalvin Cook's a great player. I think the best player on Tennessee's team, if you were going to start a team, would be Jalen Reeves-Maybin. The guy's just so versatile.
Oh, yeah.
He stays on every down.
He can put on another 15, 20 pounds and not lose a bit of speed.
He's a great player. Derek Barnett would be the second one.
I have said this. Watching him last year, we've had some great linebackers. We've had some guys that can. But the ability, not only is he a ball hawk and he gets after it, he anticipates, he covers. Here comes the Chargers. But he can friggin' wrap up.
He
tackles
can tackle
strong.
Very well.
He goes right at the
knees. Takes great angles.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's see who we got right here. 200-5402 if you'd like to
Joey Bosa, that's your first surprise.
Joey Bosa right there. That is a surprise.
First surprise of the night. You can see Dallas go with Jalen Ramsey. You can see Dallas go with someone like Ezekiel Elliott from here.
Hey, let's do this. Great caller on hold here, Titans fan. Let's get Mouthpiece in here who was asking on the Twitter there. Maybe he can encourage Justin here to get on Twitter. Hey, Mouthpiece, man, what's up, man?
Clowney, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mouthpiece, you in there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Well, I'm not sure if we got him or not.
Hello?
Mouthpiece, you in?
Yeah, I'm in. Are you there?
Let's see if we can get this figured out. I'll get Tony B off of his celebratory dance over here.
Over the Eagles.
See if we can get this figured out right here. Mouthpiece, I promise you we'll get you here in just a second. Who would Dime Store Dave go? Sean Fincham on the Twitter brings up a great question there. He would probably go.
As his best player?
Beano. And we get Beano's pick here. Beano, college draft. If you're hosting a draft and you were going to draft one player in college right now to play to build you a national championship roster, who would Dime Store Dave select? If Watson's on the board, would he go?
He'd go with Alabama's best player.
Alabama's best player. 200-5402. First real surprise. Obviously, three picks in. We knew the first, but this is where we
thought.
This
is a surprise, yeah. I mean, San Diego has holes on their defensive line, offensive line. So you really thought they were going to get somebody on the interior of their defensive line, maybe a DeForest Buckner or an offensive lineman, but they go with an edge rusher, which is sort of, you know, this is sort of a weird fit for them, I think.
Yeah, no question. You know, it's interesting. And to your point, you know, you look at Goff, 99.4% of his snaps came from shotgun or a pistol. So it's interesting. Jason Lockenfora is reporting that Laramie Tunsil video that teams
maybe
certainly
Dallas
know
will
about
take
it.
Him.
Yeah, there you go. Dallas.
I'll fit him with Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, he is officially bumped up on Jerry's board.
With Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, there you go. So I will say this. First quarterback taken in the first round by the Eagles since Donovan McNabb, obviously.
He turned out pretty well.
And Barkley was a fourth round. Hasn't really materialized yet, obviously. Here we go to, wow. Clay Travis says, could Tunzel fall to the Titans at 15 would be the best Titan luck since Music City Miracle. He's got something.
He's got something.
He's got something.
Flags on the field, though.
Yeah, no flags on the field. Let's get Tony B over here. Tony B, I've got I think we've got a caller on hold here, so I think we had it, try to get it figured out here. Let's do this. We'll take our final break. Let's take a break here real quick.
Cowboys are going to Ezekiel Elliott, looks like.
There you go. He's got the baby blue on. Ezekiel Elliott. You know what? He's just going to rip that shirt, the bow tie and everything, and have like a star painted on his chest now. That's what he's got to have that. So it'll be interesting. We'll see. It's either he or Jalen Ramsey. I think we both feel.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey would fit a bigger need for them.
I think so, too. But you know what? We're here. They're there. And Jerry Jones is back. Let's do this, though. We are live here at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Don't forget, $3 mimosas and Bloody Marys all weekend long. Tuesday Brews Days, $1 off all beer. Their beer selection is fantastic. And Wednesdays, if you're a wine lover, it's half price, half bottles of wine on Wednesday. Get out here. You still got a chance to put this, put your draft selections in, top 10 selections. We'll definitely get it going here. The Cowboys, we'll see if we can hang around here till this pick, and then we'll go into break.
Heartbreak. Cloney, we got a break. I don't sound like that. My Jags will be on the clock here shortly at 6. They're going defense.
Bronny Boy Hartman, Jags are close. Love you, Bronny Boy. And
you gotta love a guy that's a Tennessee fan and a Jaguars fan.
You gotta love that. Wait a minute, Tennessee. Oh, Vols. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Ooh, over my head.
Talk about some miserable evenings on the weekends.
Yeah, and Team Chelsea and some of the soccer tweeting. I love the bro country tweeting. You gotta get on Twitter just so you
I'll get on
see,
Twitter just for
so
that.
So you can see Briny Boy's. His tweets are just beyond next level. Let's do this. It doesn't look like the pick's coming down just yet. We thought Jarrah had the number 4 pick in the draft coming out. We will let's see. I just got a little message here. We're going to try to get Mouthpiece back in here. We will definitely... All right. I'm trying to see here. I got a draft... Okay, Mouthpiece, if you'll get off your ear device, earpiece there. Technology that we don't know anything about here in Basilio Radio Network. I'll come to you, brah. So
we will be funny.
Bosa compared to Chris Long. I mean, a lot of people.
There are a lot of comparisons. Bosa was a much more productive player in college, I think, and played for better teams. He's accustomed to winning. Really, Chris Long played at Virginia, where it was, you know, Virginia's been a free for all for the last 15, 20 years.
No question. You know, a lot of folks, Ian Wharton on Twitter, some of these other guys, Mouthpiece drop. Try to get back in with us, buddy. We'll get you in. My apologies there. Everyone's mock draft just
went up in smoke.
Just went up in smoke. Yeah. So
no pun intended. The Cowboys are on the clock. It went up in smoke.
Yeah. There you go. So we are about 2 minutes, I believe. Is that the clock? About 2 minutes.
The pick is in.
The pick is in.
Looks like it.
The pick is in, and then we'll go to break back at studio control. So we'll give you the pick. And yeah, Twitter's blowing up for Red Sox fans. Clay Buchholz sucks and water is wet, according to Sean
Benjamin.
Losing
to the Braves?
Yeah, I hope so, because I'm the guy I'm playing in fantasy this week has Buchholz starting.
The Braves may have the worst baseball team ever. So.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Again, I think the stadium opens in 17 by 18. I think they're going to be pretty solid if these guys pan out. But, okay, so the pick is in. We're going to give you that, and then we're going to go to break. We're live here at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Beautiful place here downtown, right beside the historic Tennessee Theater. It's unbelievable here, the atmosphere. And Mouthpiece, if you want to get back in, I promise you, right after the break there. So, good deal, good deal. We, we'll get back in here in just a, few. But here comes the pick.
Here comes the pick.
Fidel Goodell is bringing it. Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. Here we go.
Here
Who
we
will
go.
It be? Zeke or Ramsey? Yeah, I think that's Zeke Elliott. There you go. No smoke screen there. You get a, Ezekiel
it's
Elliott
it's
right
different
there.
Teams looking for upper end defensive players like New Orleans or Chicago.
Yeah, again, my reason why you stay away at this point.
That's way too early to draft a running back.
Running back, and a great follow on Twitter brings up a great point. Jason_OTC over the cap. He is fantastic. Basically, the Cowboys taking a running back in this spot. He becomes the 10th highest paid at that position. This is 110% why.
Here's what I ask you. Do you think he's a better player than Todd Gurley? Todd Gurley was drafted in the 10th or 11th spot. That's what you're essentially doing.
I think he's a better overall back,
he may be better with their offensive line fit, but you're looking at someone, you're saying that this guy's a better player than Todd Gurley. That's sort of a stretch right there, just considering how well Gurley played with out having any quarterback production, not having any receiver production.
So I can't say he's going to be better. I think he's a better fit, check downs and throw
Dallas,
the ball.
Dallas has a much better or bigger need on defense, especially in the secondary. Their defensive line is terrible. So you have to think that two of their top four defensive ends are suspended for the first four games of the season.
Yeah. No question, no question. I really believe Ezekiel Elliott. Again, I think he's going to run wild behind that offensive line.
You and I could get 800 yards behind that offensive line. That's not saying much. And Darren McFadden even played well for what he was meant as a pro. So it's not as glaring of a need as it would seem to be. It sort of screams a Jerry Jones type pick, like go with the flash, go with the name, go with the offensive player. When you already have Dez Bryant, Tony Romo, assuming his collarbone heals, which may or may not happen.
Listen,
and a lot of firepower on offense.
Jacksonville's
going to walk away. Jacksonville's going
to
walk away with
Jalen Ramsey,
with
his
most talented player in the draft.
This is like one of those trade offers that I get in fantasy that I was looking at and I go, I'm sprinting to the computer to click accept.
Jacksonville's sweating bullets on Ramsey, thinking that either San Diego or Dallas would take him, and now they don't even have to trade up and sacrifice any picks.
There you go. Congrats, Bronny Boy Hartman. Your Jaguars are going to get arguably the most talented guy. Again, I think that perhaps the most coveted NFL redshirt might be the Jalen Smith. If he gets right,
round, you're looking at people saying he's going to be in the third or fourth round with the nerve damage to his knee.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a guy that would have been a top three or four pick.
Absolutely.
That you could potentially sit out a year if you're a team like Carolina who has Thomas Davis, or you're a team like Seattle, or a team like Green Bay that has several picks in the third and fourth round where you don't have to play him next year and still have an effective defense.
Yeah.
You're looking at a guy that can be, assuming that his knee checks out,
could
be a difference maker for 10 years on your defense.
No question.
And there are people comparing him to Luke Kuechly before the season started, so take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, no question. I'll say this, and I want to get this, and then we're going to go to break. I've been saying that for 10, 15 minutes, long-winded here. We're going to go to break here in just a second, but real quick, when you look at running backs, and I'm not a big Alabama running back guy. They usually don't pan out. Derrick Henry, though, I'll tell you
I think
he can be good, and I'll tell you where I think he would be like fit like a glove. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine him with Cam Newton and that offense?
That would be a
very
scary proposition.
You're not asking him to do a whole lot there. You're not asking him to block. His pass pro.
It's very simple plays.
And they've got to respect where if Cam's going
to.
Yes, I think that guy would be an absolute
steal. That would be a nightmare for me as a Saints fan.
But losing arguably one of the best shutdown corners, Norman, now you kind of look at it and go, do you go cornerback there? I don't know. I think that could be a good pick, though.
Has drafted well enough, they can take the best player available. Outside of somebody that's playing quarterback or middle linebacker, they can take the best player available at any position.
Why didn't we see that coming with those colors?
That's
you
just,
think it pretty much told them, hey,
Jerry
you're going,
Jones for you, man. I mean, that's the reason why the Cowboys have been irrelevant. I mean, they have so many needs on the defensive side of the ball. You have to look at the teams they're playing.
Right.
You have to think that the Giants are going to have an effective offense. You think that the Redskins would have an effective offense and the Eagles would have an effective offense. Pretty much what Jerry's saying is he wants a 36-year-old quarterback that has an injury history to try to outscore teams with a offensive line that's proven that they can block for anybody.
No question, no question. Okay, let's do this. Let's get Mouthpiece. He's back. Let's get him before we do the break, and then I promise you we'll get another break in here. Thank you, Laura, for being patient with me there. We just get sidetracked here. We're waiting on that fifth pick. I don't know how Jacksonville hasn't just sprinted to the podium.
They may be looking at someone like DeForest Buckner, too, just to get a massive defensive line with Dante Fowler and Malik Jackson.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, that arguably, that defense, I agree with you. Offensively, we look
they're
at them as a fantasy offense.
They're set on offense. I think outside of the offensive line.
They could come out of this draft and be.
Which they can pick up players in the third and fourth round on the offensive line, but they're set at all the skill positions.
Yeah, no question. Hey, let's get Mouthpiece in here. Mouthpiece, how you doing, man? Sorry about the problem there earlier. How you doing?
Hey, Clowney. You using Basilio's remote equipment?
Mouthpiece, are you with us?
Yeah. Hello?
MP!
Yeah, I'm here.
I can't hear him.
Hello?
MP, try again, man. You with us?
Yes.
All right, I'm not getting him either there. I'm not sure why.
Got a break.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's grab that break real quick. Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Check it out, Thursday night special again. Boiled dinner. They got great specials. Weekends, $3 mimosas, Bloody Marys. Awesome. Half price bottle of wine on Wednesday. We'll do this. Let's reset here. We'll come back for one more segment here at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House. Beautiful place, beautiful time, beautiful night here. The weather's great, and the NFL draft has already got some excitement. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come right back and finish it up here as we'll catch you on the other side right here.
Now listen, download your Android or iPhone app now at TonyBasilio.com.
Join us immediately following Tennessee football games for the Smart Way Dalton Berry fifth quarter fan reaction.
The place where you're the star of the postgame.
Basilio here with the Clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and four packs and six packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 packs.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside. Oven or covered porch, TVs outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1 hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned, and we also do packing and internal moves, too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The Kings of Moving and Storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything. Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Thursday nights will never be the same.
So enter the neutral zone with the clone and his trusty sidekick, Lot Boy, from 7 to 9 Thursday evenings right here on TonyBasilio.com and on your smartphone app.
You want the craziest, hardest hitting, entertaining sports show in Knoxville? Then enter the neutral zone. We'll preview the upcoming weekend games, take your calls, help set your fantasy lineups, and oh, did I mention, we will bring the action. All right here in the neutral zone with the clone, Thursday 7 to 9 p.m. right here at TonyBasilio.com and on your smartphone apps.
Smokies Baseball is more fun in a group. Book your group at one of the Smokies' premier party areas, Calhoun's at the Yard, or the Pioneer Porch. You can score great savings on tickets, too. So book your nine-inning vacation and your group therapy at America's friendliest ballpark by logging on to SmokiesBaseball.com.
Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Tom Marine here on Smoothie King Radio. Let's go to VFL Todd Kelly for a state of the program address.
Talk about next level. Over the last 3 or 4 years, I've been able to keep my weight down to high school weight, 244 pounds. Smoothie King has kicked it up a notch this year with the addition of veggie, Greek yogurt, vegan, and dark chocolate smoothies, where I like to add peanut butter. Fruit smoothies, high-protein smoothies. Smoothie King even has smoothies made with ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sorbet. I like to add peanut butter to mine. Whatever you want, whatever you need, Smoothie King has it. Take it from a VFL, Vol for Life. Smoothie King has the best smoothies. Nobody can touch the Smoothie King. Nobody. Join me and become Smoothie King for life.
There you have it. Take it from TK and make Smoothie King part of your life. Delicious and nutritious. Smoothie King. Walker Springs Plaza at 8515 Kingston Pike in West Knoxville and on Forest Park Boulevard across from Earth Fair in the Bearden area. Smoothie King. Be good to yourself.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone here with Clone here on TonyBasilio.com and on one of them there smartphone apps. And now back to my boy Basilio, I guess. See ya.
We got the Fly Eagles Fly going here. As there's an Eagles crowd here at Clancy's. Good stuff there, coming back with some bumper. I don't believe that was TR requested. That might have been from the Dean. What do you think there, Bino?
How you doing, my man?
Oh, man, fantastic. Got the Bean Star in here.
You just made a Cowboys-like draft pick bring me up here with Justin being on there. He's fantastic with the draft stuff.
Very, very good. Very knowledgeable with it. Bino, second to nobody. As we are now looking at, there's another fantastic talent right there. Can cover anything on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the guy is a freak athlete. Miles Jack's got a little bit of an injury issue. That's a guy, though, that could fall, but this franchise usually gets it right in Baltimore with Ozzie. The pick is in. Let's see, do they go? I mean, that offensive line is so bad there, though. I can't imagine they don't go offensive line. We'll see. Raven selections in, Bino. 200-5402 if you'd like to join in. Yes, go ahead.
As a Colt fan, I'm kind of glad to see Tunsil falling. The Colts need an offensive tackle in the first round, and most of the mock drafts had all of them gone before they got there, had the Colts taken the center from Alabama.
I said it earlier this week, Ronnie Stanley would go before Tunsil. He is a guy that has just skyrocketed up. Teams were calling. Like I said, I know one NFL scout told me that he could go as much as 4 or 5. I mean, they really liked him. It was more about needs. I think Dallas had more of a need. Dallas has got a solid offensive line as the legend TR just arrived as his Rams took him a little Jared Goff. What do you say? What's up, Ryder? TR is in the house. As hey, he's got the Orange Balls rag on. Wonder how long it'll be before he'll have a Jared Goff jersey. Or will he'll just always don the big orange, right?
I don't believe he's gonna pull the Rams jersey over top of his orange. Not happening.
You know, Ronnie Stanley, offensive tackle. Obviously, great pick. You know, looking at your team and needs, you know, you didn't want to see a guy like that go. You kind of wanted to see those players be there. But this is a guy that was just as TR pointed out, Jarvie Love Train is on the clock. Woo! Jarvie Love Train and the Chip Kelly. Hey, you know what? Justin brings up a great point. That Chip Kelly connection. Could it be Buckner? I mean, a lot of people think that guy behind Jalen Ramsey, he's the next best impact, ready to make an impact defensive player. He could be the guy right there. I mean, they need a lot of help. They need linebacker. They need offensive line. I'm not as big a look at the wide receivers because I think you can get a wide receiver 3 or 4 rounds from now that can help. I think, it wouldn't surprise me, though, just the way that organization has been run here lately, that they take somebody like a Treadwell. But I think you can wait and get good value. You can get a Coleman later. I think Coleman's the most explosive. Put him in the right system. I think the Corey Coleman guy could be electric.
I believe Bosa and Elliott back-to-back kind of threw this thing. I'm sure there were a lot of war rooms that were redirected when
Absolutely.
That happened. Bosa's not far above what people thought that he would go, but you just can't take a running back in today's game at 4.
No,
you can't do it.
You can't. And, to the point there, I was referencing the Jason_OTC on the Twitter, who's great. He basically updates his site when every pick, free agency, anything, any guy goes, gets released. He essentially it's like he's got it keyed in. He'll tell you what each team's cap space is. He talked about it, he says, with him being the 10th highest paid, essentially, where he was selected, regardless of the name, but Zeke's gonna, he's got some name recognition, obviously, and, he'll be the 10th highest paid at his position by being the 4th selection. Again, another reason why you can't select those guys right there when you've got defensive needs. I think he's gonna be great. He can be a really good NFL player, but you got more needs there. You got way more needs, a ton of more. It's not as bad as your boys taking a Dorsett or another, they needed help on defense. They needed offensive line last year. But your boys need offensive line, certainly. This is a good draft to get offensive line. I think defensive line, it's a little heavier with that, Bino. But, speaking of some heavy stuff, you talking about a great place. We're here at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House down on Gay Street. It's happening. Beautiful. TR is in the house. Got him a drink. He's ready to go. Jarvie Love Train is on the clock. Hey, this team needs defense. Allowed well over 2,000 yards on the ground last year. You're also talking about Money Lynch. You're talking about who's gone. That'll be a different team, by the way. I don't think you'll see them just pounded up in there. They've sort of already kind of transitioned into Russell Wilson, by the way, who was a third-round draft pick. And John Schneider loves to get these kind of guys. He's the kind of guy sitting there in the war room right now for Seattle, Bino, that's saying, hey, you know what? You want our first round? Give me an extra third, and I'll move it, and I'll move down to a second. He'll find a guy in the second, third round. He's got two starting linemen, offensive linemen, right now. One's a Pro Bowler. They were fourth round or later. They've got defensive guys, fifth round, sixth round. Sherman was in the fourth round. Wilson, Pro Bowl quarterback, third round. that these guys, the really good ones, know what they're doing, Beano.
They do, and I'm here. I've been hard on Ryan Grigson, the Colts GM, for those who don't know. But Dallas Cowboy fans can take some heart in what the Colts did last year, which is make the wrong pick in the first round and recover pretty nicely.
Right.
Because Grigson actually picked three or four defensive players after that that I think are going to be impact players on that side of the ball for the Colts for a number of years. So, you know, maybe they just felt like that